Thank you, Francis.
And now, more news from Norwich, including expansion for the Norwich Car Club, road closures anger of a local publican, and a Sproston resident gets his telegraph from the Queen. But to start...
Cookery demonstrations have been held in a supermarket to help families learn how to eat better for less. The event was held by Norwich Food Bank at Morrison's in Old Catton. There was a helping hand from television's Come Dine With Me winner Polly Guy and Mustard TV's Helen McDermott, who took part in the demonstration. Crowds were shown how to make healthy meals on a budget for the entire family. Hannah Worsley, project manager for Norwich Food Bank, said, "Every day, parents skip meals to feed their children, and people are forced to choose between paying the rent and eating. The organisation feeds nearly 10,000 people every year." Miss Worsley added, "We had a very good response and lots of people sampled food as well as showing support for our food donation campaign. When people actually see how they can put a nourishing meal together simply and quickly, they take an interest, which is encouraging."
A pay-as-you-drive car club has been given the go-ahead for more than 40 new bays around Norwich as it looks forward to an expansion in its number of cars. The Norfolk Car Club, established in 2009 with just two cars, now has more than 700 members with 61 newcomers in January. The club sought permission from Norwich City Council for a huge increase in the number of locations where cars can be collected and dropped off, with the public consulted over the proposals. The Norwich Highways Agency Committee, made up of city and county councillors, has now given the green light for 43 new bays at a host of streets around the city. In the report, which went before councillors, officers said a common theme across the objections received was the concern that the installation of new car club bays would have a negative impact on the availability of parking for residents. However, one of the main reasons the council supports the car club is that the evidence from research into the effect of car club schemes from around the country is that they remove between 5 to 12 privately owned cars from local streets for each new car club car provided. Rex Warner, founder of the car club, previously said he wanted the number of cars the club operates to increase from 37 to up to 120.
Parts of the city are a no-go zone in the evening because of road closures, a leading pub landlord said today. Philip Cutter from the Murderers on Timber Hill said trade had plummeted because roadworks put people off finding their way into and around Norwich. Nearby businesses reported a similar drop in trade, and they rounded on those behind the road scheme, saying they did not know what road closures tomorrow would bring. Norfolk County Council apologised and said although there was widespread publicity of the closures beforehand, they should have contacted businesses directly. Mr Cutter has demonstrated the problem in a YouTube video filmed with a dashboard camera, which shows him driving around Norwich trying to find a route to the pub. He said the situation was beyond a joke.
William Waters was surrounded by his family and friends for his 100th birthday. Some partygoers even travelled from the United States for the landmark celebration. A family meal was followed by a tea party at the Thomas Towell House residential home, where Mr. Waters has lived for the last 18 months. Having lived at his home in Thornham Close in Sproston until he was 98, the determined grandfather is already looking forward to the next family event. Lauren Benham, his granddaughter, is pregnant, and Mr. Waters is determined to stick around to meet his first great-grandchild in September. Born in Norfolk, he attended Norwich School and went on to be a mechanical engineer in the army. He travelled across the world, visiting locations such as France and North Africa, but it was not until a training exercise took him to Scotland that he fell in love. During his time in Scotland, he met Isa, and on Valentine's Day in 1942, they were married. The newlyweds moved back to Norwich and had their only son, Alan, in 1953. During his working life, William Waters had 11 different jobs, but eventually settled, selling insurance in the city. The keen mathematician still enjoys puzzles, Sudoku, and often beats the contestants on Countdown to reach the correct answer.
That's all for this part of Chatterbox. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a feature about Cycle Speedway. But in the meantime, it's goodbye from Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell.